The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Mr. Biden does need a reset. He's no longer seen as competent and effective. He's no longer seen as a good commander in chief.
If you believe the science, you will find out that cloth masks do not do anything. And you will realize, most importantly, that this is going to be remembered by the younger generation as a catastrophic moral crime.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios,
here's Mike Gallagher.
What a time to be alive. We're getting to celebrate the country again. We're getting the country back. One football game at a time. Have you ever seen a weekend of NFL games like that? Was there ever a better weekend of NFL football than that? Every game ended in the final second. It was like watching the NBA in an double overtime all weekend long. And I really, my heart breaks for my heart breaks for Buffalo. I feel sorry for Green Bay. And I certainly am sad about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. A lot of people are glad Green Bay lost because of Aaron Rodgers, because the left is mad at him because he's speaking out against the Biden administration and the COVID mandates and stuff. So they don't like Aaron Rodgers. I guess pretending that he's not one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Tom Brady, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And face it, if you were watching the game yesterday, you told yourself, Brady's going to do it again. They were down 27-3 and came roaring back, tied it up. And I'll probably get attacked the minute I walk out this door for saying this, because this is Tampa Bay and this is Bucks country. Tampa Bay didn't deserve to win that game. They just didn't. I'm sorry. Mistake after mistake, penalty after penalty. But what a weekend. And I don't even know if they're kneeling anymore. I don't think they are before the games. I went away from the NFL for a long time, but you know why I say I don't stay away from sports or entertainment or movies or theater? Because I'm not going to let them prevent me from things I enjoy in life. You know, I respect people who do. I respect people who say, I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to listen to it. I understand it. I really do. But we got enough sadness in the world. We have enough tension. We have enough hurt. My heart breaks for what police are going through these days. Police in America are under siege. Sheriff's deputy in Texas, ambushed and killed. A 22-year-old police officer in New York, shot dead in the hallway of a Harlem apartment. And this has got to stop. And when you are letting criminals go free, and when you are advocating the release of criminals, horrible things are going to happen in the streets of America. There's no way around this. And what does the left do? When police officers are getting shot dead in the streets, when people, innocent people, are getting killed in parades, you know, Waukesha, Wisconsin knows what it looks like when monsters are free to roam among us. I want you to hear the governor of New York. Once more, the default position is it has to be the inanimate object. It's not the criminal, the evildoer with the gun. It's the gun. If we can just get the guns, you know, put away in Never Never Land, then we won't have any bad things. I'm not kidding you. This is a like a tick, like a defect that these lefties have. And you thought Kathy Hochul would be better than Cuomo? Think again.
Our hearts and prayers are with the families and the members of the NYPD, but also it's a resounding call to action. We have to do more to fight the scourge of illegal guns on our streets, and we need Washington teaming up with us, teaming up with locals to get it done. These guns, despite our tough laws here in the state of New York, we're proud of them. They're coming in from other states. They're flooding our streets. And I have pledged the resources of the New York State Police to become embedded with NYPD and others to help them. In fact, we've tripled funding for this gun interdiction effort because they're coming in from Virginia and Maryland and coming in from Pennsylvania to our very streets. And we have to do whatever we can to protect our neighborhoods.
That is one of the most idiotic things I've ever heard. They're coming in. It's like salmon swimming upstream. The fish are just coming up the water into our state. It's they're coming. The guns are coming. And we got to figure out how to get the guns to stop. The verbiage they use is crazy. Well, how did the gun come into New York, lady, that monster used to assassinate this 22-year-old rookie, this young officer? How did the guns come here? So a gun just came into from Baltimore, Maryland, into Harlem, into the hands of a monster. He said, "Oh, look at this! A gun just came in from Maryland." I mean, break this down. Listen to what that imbecile just said. The guns are coming in. They're flooding into New York. No, that guy apparently stole the gun from Baltimore, Maryland, and brought it back to New York. Now, what law do you want to pass to prevent that transaction from happening? Please, tell me what law you want to pass. We got to figure out how to keep the guns. Did you notice that governor, she could barely said anything about thoughts and prayers for the family of Jason Rivera? Barely said anything about his murder. No, but we got to stop the guns that are coming in to the country, coming into New York, coming into our cities, coming in. My gosh, barely said, well, no, we want to offer thoughts and prayers, but we got to stop the, play it again. Listen to how she can't even stay with the family of Officer Rivera. See how she has to change. She has to qualify it. Well, you know, we're sorry about but. The guns are coming. Yeah, I got to play this one more time.
Our hearts and prayers are with the families and the members of the NYPD, but also it's a resounding call to action. We have to do more to fight the scourge of illegal guns on our streets. Yay. And we need Washington teaming up with us,
yay,
teaming up locals
to
get it done. These guns, despite our tough laws here in the state of New York, we're proud of them. They're coming in from other states.
They're arriving like illegals, I guess. They're flooding our border. The guns are coming in, too. Wrong. Wrong. And Americans are rejecting this. I don't like Chuck Todd, and I don't watch Meet the Press anymore. But when NBC and that Democrat hack, Chuck Todd, have this big board screen of poll numbers. These poll numbers aren't bad for Joe Biden. They're like comically bad. It's laughable. This is like comedy. If I was making up numbers, I would say this, although it actually happened. I give you, if it's Sunday, it's Meet the Hack. Excuse me, Meet the Press. Chuck Todd, listen to the, I've never seen anything like this.
President Biden's news conference on Wednesday was designed to kick off a second year reset of his presidency. Recapture his political identity, if you will. But our new NBC News poll suggests Mr. Biden does need a reset because he's lost his identity a bit. He's no longer seen as competent and effective. He's no longer seen as a good commander-in-chief, or perhaps most damaging, as easygoing and likable. In fact, just 5% of adults say Mr. Biden has performed better than expected as president. One of the many lowests, firsts, and fewests in our poll. And as we kick off our Meet the Midterms coverage heading into November, the NBC News political unit developed what we're calling a midterm meter. It's based on previous election cycles. It's basically three poll numbers you need to know best. I'm going to start with perhaps the most important number to understand the direction of the midterms. It's job approval here. The president's job approval rating sitting at 43%. If you look at history, history shows that kind of presidential approval rating leads to a shellacking for the party in power. How about the mood of the nation? Well, let me show you this. Right now, our wrong track, nation's on the wrong track number, sitting at 72%. Second poll in a row where we've been over 70%. This is only the third time in our poll's history over 30 years where we've had two tracks that were that off. That, again, would put you in shellacking territory for the party in power.
72% think we're going in the wrong direction. That, of course, that's NBC, so it's probably 82%. They said 22% think we're going in the right direction. Stay away from that 22% because they need a lot of therapy. They need some help. 5% say Biden is doing better than expected. He needs a reset. Last time somebody needed a reset that badly, they needed a lobotomy. 1-800-655-MIKE. Will you tell me why Democrats can't hold the criminals responsible for crime? What is this affliction? Kathy Hochul's tweet last night, a shot from an illegal gun took the life of an NYPD officer. A shot from the, it's like they did with Waukesha. It wasn't the guy driving the car, it was the car. What's with this? Why? What do we have to do to break through to these people? Is there any hope for progressives who always blame inanimate objects for the destruction that evil people cause? Help me understand it, please. 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453.
Text the show on the MyPillow text line. 1-800-655-MIKE. Brand new tattoo. Mike Gallagher.
Hi, Mike. This is Bill from Horseheads. Those guns have got to be coming in on Amtrak. That's why it can never make a profit. That's the only way I can see they'd get here. They don't like they're walking, but they're taking the train. Thanks, Mike. Bye.
Hi. Federal law only requires locking of firearms that are being transferred or sold. So if every state would require that firearms be locked away, that would probably keep people from stealing them and using them to kill other people.
Yeah, I'll bet that guy in Harlem would have followed that in a heartbeat.
I tell you what, and the 5% that Todd was talking about that like Biden, they're probably all hardcore communists. Certainly they hate any Republican that ever lived.
Hey, I had a caller, a nice guy, said, I'm a Democrat. I listen to you. I like your show. I enjoy it. I'm a hardcore Democrat. I'll never vote for a Republican again. Never vote for Trump. And I said, well, how are the Democrats doing? He said, awful. Now, can you imagine being so misguided that you realize that Democrat policies are ruining America, but you'll never vote for it? Hey, listen carefully, sir, because I'm glad you're listening. And I appreciate that. The only chance you got is to vote for Republicans. And can we get a progressive who can explain this to me? Tell me what gun law would have prevented what happened in New York with this officer from happening. Please, I'm begging you. One open line. Tracy's holding a line for a progressive who can tell me how more gun laws will be effective. 1-800-655-MIKE.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
The left has Biden in a box. If he tried to go back to Trump policies on the border, AOC would go crazy, right? People live in fear of a primary from her and the radical left. If you're a middle-of-the-road Democrat, your biggest fear right now is to cross these people. These far-left policies, it's all come home to roost, and there's a Biden backlash brewing.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Senator Lindsey Graham is right. There's absolutely a far-left revolt, or a revolt against these far-left policies. He's right. He's completely correct. And we better wake up come November. November can't get here soon enough. Here's a police officer shot dead in New York City, and it has resonated in New York. I mean, they're having a huge funeral for this guy, this young brave, heroic, ambitious young man. I think 22, and that just tears my heart out. And he was working as a cop to try to make the streets safer, and working, his ambition was to try to connect kids like him, young Hispanic and black kids, with the police and improve relations, police community relations. And some woman calls 911 having trouble with her son. Oh, he's violent, whatever. The cops show up. The son swings the door open, has a modified gun that it looks like something that John Dillinger used. You ought to see this gun. Watch, if you're watching us on Salem News Channel or Rumble or Mike Online right now, you ought to look at this gun. I don't understand how you can modify a gun like that, how it's even done. But it was you can see the blood under the gun on the floor. Because, you know, they shot the monster. A third cop, a hero cop, managed to shoot the evil cretin who killed this officer. The other officer is fighting for his life, not sure if he's going to make it. Praying for him. Praying for the family of Officer Rivera. Praying for the family of the officer who had to shoot the evil guy, the bad guy. But you see that gun, it looks like this round cylinder that was attached at the bottom to give him, I guess it takes a handgun, and I don't know enough about a modified gun like this to know what I'm talking about, but I guess it turns it into a semi-automatic or an automatic weapon. Looks like a little machine gun. Those cops didn't stand a chance. And let's not forget the Houston area and a sheriff's deputy in Houston, Texas. Traffic stop, ambush. Shot dead. And I can promise you that the guy in Texas has a lengthy rap sheet. So tell me, we're holding a line for a progressive. You make the argument that Governor Kathy Hochul made, that a gun law of some kind would have prevented a guy with a lengthy rap sheet from going to Baltimore, Maryland back in 2017, stealing a gun, living in Harlem, and assassinating a cop in 2022. What gun law prevented that, would prevent that? Please. I know we've got progressives that listen to this show. By the way, where are the socialists right now and all the defund the police people? They're starting to show all the hypocrisy of these Democrat city council members in New York that a month ago, the police are the gangs. They're the corrupt ones. We got to disarm police. Hey, Minneapolis, how's that working, disbanding the police department? This talk about defunding the police, delegitimizing police, guess what, dummies? We need more police. We need better armed police. And unfortunately, when you get shot in the face, body armor doesn't work, which is what happened to this young man. I am so fed up, and America is fed up, disgusted with it. No, and Americans know it. And this is not a right-left thing. This is no longer a right-left thing. That little potato head guy over at CNN, Brian, whatever his name is, said, oh, conservatives are taking the crime in the streets and politicizing it. Politicizing it? Buddy, I wouldn't want your wife murdered. I wouldn't want you attacked or assaulted. And I wouldn't politicize it if a bad guy attacked you, Brian Stelter. I would say, what's the bad guy doing out on the street? Oh, progressive policies, like the ones you embrace. We're not politicizing crime. There's a simple formula. You believe in letting criminals go free, as many progressives do, maybe not all, but the ones that matter do. The district attorney in New York's largest city feels that way. That piece of work, arguing that letting people go free makes communities safer. How? How? In what planet? Let's go with his argument that a lot of people behind bars are mentally ill and they're drug addicts. They're victims of childhood abuse. They're just victimized. A lot of people behind bars. Okay. Letting people go free makes our community safer. You could say that morally, somebody who's mentally ill shouldn't be behind bars. Maybe they ought to be in an institution somewhere, a hospital. All right. You think it's safer to have violent criminals, regardless of their upbringing or regardless of their addiction level, go free? Do we have that Alvin? Let's find the Alvin Bragg cut. You think I'm making it up? I'll play it for you. He thinks letting criminals go free makes communities safer, period. And he's a Democrat, elected by Democrats in a Democrat city like New York. That's all you have to know. Get ready for November. Get ready for November, Democrats, because you're going to get your clock cleaned. You're going to get the shellacking that Chuck Todd of NBC says is coming. Jeremy is in Yale, Oklahoma, in the ReliefFactor.com studios. How you doing, Jeremy?
Oh, man. Seen better days. Seen better days.
Me too. Me too.
Our country, my friend.
Our country's in trouble right now, but hey, how many months till November? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. We've got about 10 more to go. But, well, 9.5, I guess, depending on how you look at it. But what we're, some of the biggest problems we're faced with is we've got kids running rampant with no checks and balances in place where does the line between the parents raising their kids and, are the kids raising the parents or are the parents raising the kids?
Sure, it's a good question, but at the end of the day, a 47-year-old man who assassinates a cop, who's raising who doesn't have anything to do with it. The guy should have been behind bars. The guy should have been in a cage, like the animal he is. The guy that mowed over all those people in Waukesha, Wisconsin, should have been in a prison cell instead of being able to do what he did. And he promised he would do what he was going to do. And Democrats won't stand up to it. I'll play for you, Alvin Bragg, if you don't believe me. Come on, progressives, where are you? Cat got your tongue? Tell me what law would have prevented the death, the murder of Officer Rivera. Real simple. 1-800-655-MIKE. I'll give you the floor. In fact, I'll sit back and turn off my mic for as long as I can stand it. That'll be a rough exercise. I'll give myself 30 seconds. I can see the look on Tracy's face. That ain't going to happen. Tracy's just shaking her head. I'll try. Really, I promise you. I tell you what. If you're a progressive and you think there's a law that could have saved Officer Rivera's life, again, background, according to all the reporting, this monster went to Baltimore, Maryland, or lived or whatever, was in Baltimore, Maryland in 2017, stole a gun. Comes to New York, uses that stolen gun to assassinate, essentially, ambush two cops, shoots them repeatedly. As they're both on the ground after they were initially shot, I hate to say this, this is graphic and it's awful to say, he apparently pumped more bullets into their bodies. Evil piece of excrement. Now, he's got a stolen gun that he modified, incidentally, thanks to the gun lovers. It's and the gun folks that know the gun. Not automatic, just a larger capacity magazine. You see the picture, and you're watching here on Salem News Channel or Rumble or Mike Online. You see the gun. You can see what it is. It looks like it's bizarre. It's like this modified. It is modified. I mean, it's not a, he didn't buy it that way. You don't. The guns don't aren't sold that way. It was a modification made to a handgun that I guess gave him a larger capacity. If you're a progressive, you tell me after what you've just heard, what law would have prevented the killing of Officer Rivera? We got one described as a far left person on line two. So Mike, Hollister, California, sit tight because you're going to get your time. And I promise I'm going to turn the mic off. I will absolutely turn the mic off for 30 seconds and let him talk. Maybe 20. No, I'm going to make it 30. We'll have a stopwatch. I'll have a clock. We'll let Mike in Hollister, California, and of course, Hollister, California. Of course, there's a far left person in Hollister, California. I'm just kidding, Mike. Don't lose. Don't hang up. You're coming up.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
Lay down, Sally. No need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
Mike Gallagher.
Hey, Mike, I blame former Governor Bill de Blasio for the lack of respect out on the streets for the police in some of these larger cities, especially New York. It all started with people pouring water over their heads, and it just escalated from there. There's just no respect, and we have him to blame. Worst governor ever.
Okay, actually, it would be worse mayor. It's Mayor de Blasio, but I agree with the rest of it.
Mike, calling from New York, our hearts are broken for that police officer, the one that lost his life, the one that's fighting for his life. I kind of blame the mom who called the cops for help and never once gave them the heads up that her son was a felon, a criminal, and could possibly be armed. She has a lot of fault in the matter. God bless us all.
Mike, they're releasing the criminals to use the guns to give them a foothold to take guns away from the American people. Thank you. Bye.
He's right. Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. All right, here we go. Oh, he hung up. You waited all that time. And right when we were going to give you your big moment, 30 seconds of me turning my mic off to explain or defend the concept that a law would have prevented what happened to that those NYPD officers. And he hung up. What was his name? Can you try to get, was he good, Tracy? Was he a good caller? Or was he a jerk? I always want to give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe the cell phone went, maybe he, you know, progressive, he didn't want to pay his cell phone bill. He figured I should pay his cell phone bill for him. That's how progressives think, you know. So maybe his cell phone, maybe they cut his cell phone right off right as he was about to talk to me. What was his name? Was it Mike? Call back. Call back, sir. Please, you had your moment. And let's get a progressive in here. Let's get somebody on the left. Let's get somebody on the left, clear a line, who can argue. You know, the truth is, there isn't anybody. There isn't anybody. There isn't anybody at all in America. You can't make that case. Listen to Alvin Bragg while we're waiting, and I'm waiting. This is a rare opportunity for if you hate my show, you don't really get mad at me, and you disagree. You got 30 seconds of uninterrupted. You have a monologue, and you'll tell me why a law would prevent a guy from stealing a gun 4 years ago and killing a cop with it. 800-655-MIKE. One line, 800-655-6453. Now, while we're waiting for you, and I hope you're out there, I want you to hear Alvin Bragg. This is the district attorney in Manhattan. This is the biggest city in the world. Listen to this.
I challenge anyone to suggest what's going on right now is working. You know, a system that's ripe with racial disparities, a system where we have increased gun violence and increased incarceration. That ain't even be anyone's prescription or recipe for what's working. We've laid out a path that is going to reduce incarceration, reduce violent crime, give people services, get neighborhoods safer, get New York City back up on its feet. It's the road forward. It's the pathway to safety and justice.
Now, New Yorkers hear that and they say, what the heck are you talking about? Reduce incarceration. That will reduce crime. Somebody, please, anywhere in America, tell me how that's possible. Casey is in Pittsburgh. Hey, Casey, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show.
Nice to talk to you. You're a great patriot, Mike. The polar opposite of a progressive, as you may remember, but I can make the argument. And there's going to be a lot of leftists who bite on it from these leftist politicians, and that is abolish all guns. Outlaw guns completely. And then there's people are going to vote for that. They're going to say, well, he's a good person. Maybe he can't get it done, but he's a good person. This is how leftists think, Mike.
You know, a leftist, though, they're forced to take some kind of a history lesson. I wonder if they ever studied prohibition, because that really worked. We didn't have any alcohol in America during prohibition, right, because we outlawed alcohol.
Yes, sir.
Let's outlaw drugs.
But they're canceling history.
Yeah, of
course you can't learn from history if you cancel it.
I know. They'll tear it down. They want to tear down Teddy Roosevelt statues in New York. They're proud of themselves over that one. They removed the Teddy Roosevelt statue from the Museum of Natural History. And I saw some stupid line over the weekend. The statue can't define the museum, but the museum has to define the statue. Whatever. You feel good about yourselves? Progressives, my gosh, makes you kind of sick to your stomach. But I'm encouraged. People are fighting back. Every single day we hear about warriors. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, we tell you every day about this extraordinary company because I love our partnership with MyPillow. And more news is coming out about election integrity. There's stuff. Dinesh D'Souza has a movie coming out. Do we have that trailer yet, guys? We got to play that Dinesh D'Souza trailer. We're going to play that next hour because I want you. And I'm guess who's going to be a part of that movie? That's right. I guess I'm going to be a movie star. Well, not a star, but I'll have a little small part with some of my fellow hosts. Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Support this incredible, incredible American company. Get a pillow, get the sheets, get a bathrobe, get the slippers. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Or call 800-928-6034. Coming up, well, a prominent broadcaster, Charlemagne the God, blasted Biden, Sinema, and Joe Manchin for the failure on the voting rights bill. We've got that amusing clip. And one Democrat suggests Democrats ought to start taking a victory lap. For what?
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.